Vic loves the Super Mario Brothers movie. But
hey, I know everyone else hates that movie, but if you were to say that was not a Mario movie, it was actually pretty good.
Right. But some people didn't like that Bowser was a blonde-headed guy, right? You know?
Recorded on Zoom, it's the Diamond of Truth podcast.
What's up, guys?
What it do?
What's going on?
Diamond of Truth here. I love our conversations we have off air. And before we get on, man, we have some funny conversations. I'm going to get into some of this crazy stuff that happened this week with Smash Bros. There was some crazy, not safe for work type things that happened this week. That's like a theme that occurred this
really?
Week.
Really?
Yeah. Not just in video games.
Oh, meat?
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna get all up into that. In a vocal way, not in a literal physical way, but just gonna talk about it. But before we get to that, we were having a conversation right before we started on haircuts, and Isaiah says he hasn't gotten his haircut in almost a year, and Ken just got his cut, got a fresh cut, and I got a fresh lineup this week as well too. And Vic is on the team of shave your own head, and so. But we were talking about the prices of our haircuts. So, Vic, you said when you went to a barbershop, how much did it cost?
$12, man.
$12, $12. And Isaiah said
those days,
those good old days of going in and getting the sucker after you finish.
Yeah, that lollipop.
Yeah.
I mean, 14 with tip.
Oh yeah. Good little tip at the end too. So,
but they gave you free water bottles too.
Oh yeah, the going to the barbershop is an experience. I mean, it still is this day. I mean, not really in COVID time, but before it was a time where you just went to hang out. You could see what's on the TV. Probably usually sports on one TV. Usually you have a Law and Order or a TNT marathon on another TV.
Oh yeah, they tried to talk sports to me so many times, but I'm like, bro, I don't know sports. So then we just shut up for the rest of the year.
Close your eyes.
Those Lakers and their baseball bats. Yeah, I don't do it. So Ken, how much did you pay for your haircut, man?
I paid $40.
$40, 40. Okay.
Ooh. All right. Okay. 30 plus $10 tip.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that's with probably like a nice fade, and they do a little bit of the beard and the some facial stuff too.
Yeah, normally actually the beard is extra, but he's like, I'll just hit it. I was like, all right.
Yeah. You know, so you give them that little $10 tip. That's good. That's good. So Isaiah, I know it's been a year, but what was the last time you think you probably, how much you paid for a haircut?
The last time I paid was $25 and I give 20% tip. So total of $30.
$30. Great. Great, man. So, yeah. So I told you, I'm going to tell you how much I paid for a haircut. So when, I'm going to just say that I'm half. I know I paid double of what you just paid, Isaiah. All right.
So,
but let me tell you why. Let me
pamper too. What's going on?
I actually.
You got the works?
So, of course, I get my lineup. I get my fade going. And so, and I get my mustache, my beard taken care of nice and groomed. After
Does this
that,
include lunch?
You would think, well, they do. This barbershop does offer beverages and some of the alcoholic time as well. Free as well.
Well, there you go.
Exactly. Woo! You know, then I go over to the little station next door, get my hair washed and shampooed and get a little massage on my head, you know, get the scrub dub on the head.
Oh, that's fancy.
And then once I finish that, I get back in the chair and I get the massage. I get the massage around the back, you know, right down the shoulders and everything. And a good conversation with the lady. It's good. It's a nice experience.
This is worth it. You're paying good money for a good experience.
Exactly.
That's what you're paying for. You're paying for the experience. This is good stuff.
Oh yeah, and you know, go about once a month usually, just to get the nice shape up and everything. So I thought that was pretty cool to see the haircuts. Maybe one day if I get brave and bold, I'll get to Vic's level where I just myself. But
yeah, man, it's just like one day you're like, oh, I should probably cut this down a little bit. Just walk in the bathroom, buzz yourself, and you're done.
Oh, man. Well, as I was saying, yeah, this week was crazy with this NSFW, not safe for work type things. Because I don't know if you all saw in the news that this guy, Jeffrey Toobin from the New Yorker, was he's a lawyer, like an established lawyer, a writer, a journalist. He was on a Zoom call, right? And he thought he was off the Zoom call. He thought it was ended. It was done. Nobody could see him. So he decided to, you know, relieve himself after his Zoom call, right? But little did he know that he was not out of the Zoom call. So,
oh, wait, video?
Yes.
Video?
Yes. I'm not going to go into detail on what they said they saw, but they saw him relieving himself. And he thought he was off. The New Yorker ended up, you know, suspending him for a while and let him think about what he did.
Always unplug all your jank. Never.
So that was earlier this week, which was crazy because, as we said last week, like 2 weeks ago, Smash Bros. Introduced their newest DLC character, which was Steve from Minecraft. And, you know, after every character, after you win a match, you have that victory celebration, right? That shows you who won, you know, the confetti, the fanfare is there and your name is there and your character is front and center, right? But unfortunately for Steve, his celebration has him with some like a hot dog or something.
It was the thing I was thinking about. I saw a screenshot of that earlier. I was like, his meat.
So if you pause it, the game at the right time, it looks like he's holding, you know.
He got his meat.
He's relieving himself.
Exactly. So people were doing that and stopping it, and it was flooding all around, you know, the community. And so Nintendo has since updated it and took out that where he doesn't even, I forgot what they changed it to. But that pose was very viral and went all over the place. And you can imagine how the community went wild with it.
Oh, I believe it. You're going to see that in conventions when we're all in together again.
Exactly.
Do you have footage of like the original victory meet and dance?
Let's see if I can cue it up here.
Playing, I didn't think I would ever get.
All right, let's see if we can play it. All right, let's see what here, bro.
Oh.
So now he eats it. Okay, so we just watched the video where he just completely eats it and doesn't lower it down as where he could hold it. Actually, yeah. So they fixed that. So I haven't even seen the original one. I'm sure it's out there, but the image itself is enough just to get an idea about, you know.
Why was he eating it anyways? Yeah. There's so many things he could have done.
Exactly.
He got to recover his stamina.
Yes, after beating everybody in Smash Bros. And taking out characters, he needs to energize himself with some... Nothing like a hot dog just to say I beat you.
He need to beat his meat. He's like, I just beat everyone else.
Let me go enjoy myself afterwards. Oh man.
Oh gosh.
So Nintendo is supposed to be the family and fun company, right? Nintendo's supposed to be the ones that has, you know, everybody comes together and none of those crazy things, but hey.
Not no more.
So that happens when you let Microsoft in.
Yep, definitely. But that got me thinking, though. There's a lot of other games that have been come out the years that have had some serious, like, tones of not safe for work type things. Like, of course, we all can think about Grand Theft Auto and remember the hot coffee days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, pick up a girl and take her in the car and go in the alley and boom, hey. Hey.
Oh, no, that's not what hot coffee was.
That wasn't the hot coffee?
No, what?
Oh, that
yeah.
Was
so originally, because you know, there's a was it CJ? CJ, right, Kenny?
Mm-hmm. San Andreas, right?
Yeah, in San Andreas. There was a when you were dating this girl, you could take her back to her house, and then she would invite you in for some hot coffee. Oh, and right, this was removed from the game, but they didn't remove the the actual animations and all that stuff. They only remove the event flag to trigger it. So if you were able to mod the game to add the event trigger back into the game, you'd be able to see them going back into the house and then basically you'd be giving him a BJ. Oh,
come on in. Come on in and get some of this.
That's what coffee. The hot coffee was.
Well, you know, and there was plenty of other games that had things going on with that. So I looked up the top five most not safe for work scenes or games that had them. Now, this is it's courtesy of Sci-Fi. Sci-Fi.com. Most sizzling video game scenes. Yes.
And The Witcher has to be in there somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah. The Witcher is definitely in it. So I'm going to go
ahead.
Man,
you always see him in the bathtub with his toes. And
oh, yeah.
And you always see him.
Everybody was so excited when the series was coming out because everybody's just waiting for, actually.
That scene with Henry Cavill to do that scene. Did he do it?
Actually, I think he kind of did get it in the first season.
Yeah, he has a bathtub scene in there.
Yeah.
So they got that iconic image done with him?
But the one from The Witcher is actually a very funny one. I'm not going to play him. I'm just going to read him. Listeners, you can always go on YouTube and find him for yourself. But I'm going to read him for you, the top five. So here's the first one.
Number five.
So number five is Wolfenstein. So, or Wolfenstein, however you say it. So Wolfenstein, this game, and I did some research before. You know, I watched these for research purposes, okay? I want to get that out the way first. But I watched these for research purposes.
This is the first game?
Yeah, this is number five. Wolfenstein. And there's a whole bracket of them, but this is from sci-fi.com. This one where you're in a battle with Nazis. This guy finds a way to still take time to, you know, enjoy some time with somebody in midst of a war, in midst of a battle. You know, hey, why not? A lot of stuff going on. You're here. I'm here. Let's get on.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. So the next one.
Number four.
All right. Number four is Mass Effect 2. Now, Mass Effect 2, I actually remember this one. This was actually a big one when it came out, because I remember everybody talking about Miranda Lawson, Miranda Lawson, Miranda Lawson. And when you see it, you're like, oh, that's Miranda Lawson.
All right. But she's a butterface. The body was rocking, but that face has some weird plasticky vibes, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Mass Effect 2. If we saw it on maybe on the new systems, maybe it could improve some stuff.
But I mean, you know, the best one there, you know, you got to talk about Tali.
Oh, is that in Mass Effect 2? Is that a different game?
Yeah, that's Mass Effect. The oh man, I'm forgetting the names. she was the one with the helmet. The Corian. Oh. There we go.
So did they,
everyone's favorite wife material that you can never see her face of.
Exactly. And BioWare had a way of doing different things with some of their female characters too. So Mass Effect, this one, it was, what does it say? It says, this was my favorite part of the writing. It says, the passion and sultry movement seen in this culmination of flirting and dialogue. Tree choices are undeniable. next.
Number three.
All right, number three here, of course, is the one we were just talking about earlier, The Witcher. Okay, The Witcher 3 with Yennefer and Geralt. I think the funny thing about this one is that they're on top of a stuffed unicorn, okay? Like, they're literally on top of a unicorn. And, hey, you know, to each his own. To each his
own. I need to finish that game, but the text was so small and hurt my eyes. That's why I stopped.
Didn't you buy The Witcher, Kim? Were you thinking about buying The Witcher on Switch? Because it had to come out for Switch?
No. Yeah, it came out for the Switch, but I have it on the PC.
Oh, okay. Well, when you get to the unicorn scene, let us know.
All right.
Number two.
All right, number two is Far Cry 3. All right, Far Cry 3.
Okay. Yeah, I know this one. I played that. Far Cry 3 was a really good game, by the way.
Yeah, so I didn't quite. It's like it's one that just kind of goes wrong. Like, if I correct me if I'm wrong, Vic, but it looks like it was like some seducing going on, and they were trying to, you know, make some type of like the woman wanted to make a good warrior, produce a good warrior.
Today. So basically, the whole thing, you go through all these trials after you kill Voss and whatnot, and the tribe, she's trying to. The whole ritual is you become like a super. After you become the true warrior, then she has conceives a child with you, but then you have to be sacrificed. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of sacrificial. It's a whole. Yeah. I mean, the whole ending of that game was all messed up, no matter what you do.
Oh, it's Far Cry. That doesn't surprise me. Yeah. So definitely, probably not the greatest one, but the first one, and was, gotta do it.
Number one
is Dragon Age. Now, Dragon Age Origins, which series was that based on? I know it's a BioWare game, but Dragon Age
that's its original game.
It's its own original, right? And this,
Which scene are they talking about? I actually beat that game.
Origins? You beat Origins?
Yeah, because I had it in PS3.
Oh, okay. So this was, it's one with Morgan, Grey Warden and Morgan together. And actually, I'll play a little bit of this one. This is a short one. But I think the one that gets, this one gets me with the actual music. The music is so cheesy. It reminds me of like some old sax. Old sax. Think of like any 80s or 90s.
I mean, that's how BioWare started their all their. Because I mean, if you remember BioWare with Kotar, they actually had these scenes too. You know, it's. they seem so super excitable back then, but I mean they were the most basic B-roll softcore, like worse than softcore.
Oh man, it's almost reminds me of like when I'm trying to read manga or watch something online and you see those weird images, advertisements on the sides of this weird stuff. Just like that's kind of what it reminds me of. But yeah, that's the top five according to Sci-Fi's.
That game was also good too.
Dragon. Yeah, I remember that franchise. I wonder why they stopped that franchise.
Well, the second game was.
says
and then the third one, I had issues running the game, so I never came back to it when I did come back with a more powerful computer. But yeah, the second game, I was like, what is this? I tried so hard to finish the game, but I was just not feeling it.
Yeah, so, and BioWare has so much other stuff going on.
BioWare is a whole, they can be their own series of what the hell, man.
Oh, definitely. So when we come back,
I basically wrote whole essays on them, man.
On BioWare? Like, you were like, could you play?
No, in discussions, because remember I was talking about EA and BioWare's whole history and how they affected all the business practices of the whole company and everything. That is basically a whole freaking book on its own.
Because, all right, so let me get this straight. EA and BioWare, BioWare was part of, was it always by itself, or were they part of a bigger chain and then went separate?
But EA bought them out.
Right, okay.
So then they became part of EA.
Okay, right, because EA wanted to do more than just sports games. EA is pretty much known for the sports game, well, Madden franchise. But then they did
and killing other studios. I will never forgive them for Westwood. Command and Conquer, man. That they was killed
game,
it.
Man. Oh man, I remember that was one of your big PC games, man.
Yeah, because they were trying to compete with StarCraft, but then it's just that's another just whole big history of what the hell.
WTHNSFW. All right, when we come back, we're gonna there's more news and more information on the Monster Hunter movie. We have to keep giving y'all information about that because we're eagerly waiting for more of this movie to come out.
DOT will be right back.
Talk. All right, so as I said, there's some Monster Hunter news we're gonna get into, but before we get into that, last week, we talked about our fantasy football matchup that Ken and I had, And yes. Isaiah the prophet gave us his betting guess
his guarantee.
His guarantee on winning. The winning record over here of me or the or Ken's Winston's pick six. And I'm sadly reporting that Winston's pick six defeated TYNGO.
You guys are playing for money, right? I'm gonna need a little share, right?
No. This isn't the money league. We haven't done that in a while.
Oh man, he had Derrick Henry on his team, and Derrick Henry ran for like 200 plus yards last week. Oh my gosh, just destroyed me. And Carson Wentz decided to play good last week for you and Hopkins, and oh, it was a mess for me.
The stars aligned at the right time.
Oh man. So if for those that don't know, Monster Hunter is getting a movie adaptation that's coming out in December. We have talked about it a lot on here, and it just seems every week there's something that makes me more upset about this movie that's coming out, whether it's an image, a trailer, or just something that someone is saying about it. You know, it's and this week we got an interview from Paul Anderson, the guy who writes, produced, who's the brainchild of this movie, who also did the Resident Evil films, who also did the old Mortal Kombat films back in 95. And they asked him about how do you stay true to writing a video game movie and being true to the fan bases. He says, quote, "I think you need to stay true to the fabric of the game, which we have done, as I've kind of demonstrated." Now,
no, get out of here.
Right. Like, nothing about Resident Evil said that you stay true to that. Right. Like, there was nothing about Resident Evil when you watched that series that said, oh, this is from Resident Evil 2. Oh, this is from 4, which we were talking offline, how that was one of the better ones that would have made a great movie.
Yeah.
So why are you saying now that you think it's important to stay true to the fabric of the game? Right. Because Monster Hunter, as we've seen in the trailer and read the description, it looks like it has nothing to do with the main focus of the game.
Nope.
Nothing at all. We're not going to get into the whole aspect of how he adds his wife in all these movies. And maybe she wants to be an original character and do something different. But at the end, in this interview, he goes on to say he wants the people that aren't fans or aren't, don't know anything about the movie to have something to hold on to or something to enjoy about the movie. So, for example, Isaiah hasn't played Monster Hunter World. He just started playing Generations a few months ago. So if he went to go see the Monster Hunter movie, Paul Anderson wants him to feel like he is part of the community of Monster Hunter. But who would you rather piss off? Would you rather piss off the people who spent money on the games and played it for years? Or somebody who doesn't know anything about it and just wants to see a monster movie, you know? So I don't know. I feel like if you're going to make a movie like GoldenEye was a great video game movie. You played the game, you felt like you were watching a movie, right? But there was in Paul Anderson's movies, you don't see any connections. You don't see that connection of playing the games. Like, oh, I went through Elder's Recess. I want to see Elder's Recess in the movie. I want to see The Rotten Veil. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see, and I'm just saying World right now because that's what I'm just most familiar with. But Vic has played other Monster Hunter World titles, and he probably wants to see some things from those games too, you know?
Oh, they have. To his credit, he has Gormagala in there, and that's from 4.
Which is cool, but it's nice to see that he's including Gormagala, the main monster in Rathalos. But God, they're giving Diablo so much screen time in all of these things. Like, Diablo's is in the poster, all the posters. He's in most of the trailer. And I know Diablo's is one of the, it might not be original one, or it's been around for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Diablo's has been around for a while. So, but you know, he's, he was going on saying how Hollywood sometimes changes things because they want things to be more inclusive for everybody. And, you know, that's how we get things like, you know, Vic loves the Super Mario Brothers movie. But
hey, I know everyone else hates that movie, but if you were to say that was not a Mario movie, it was actually pretty good.
Right. But some people didn't like that Bowser was a blonde-headed guy, right? You know? But, you know, that's things that if you're a fan of, I mean, I would feel like everybody knew that about, well, I guess that was back at that time. Mario was still kind of new over here, but you knew that Bowser was a dragon or some type of monster. It'd be like making Donkey Kong like a just a man in a costume and not even making him like a gorilla. He's more like a spider monkey or something. You know?
Just a hairy man.
Exactly. You know, and the terrible Assassin's Creed movie that came out that long ago. But it's things like this that makes me feel like, you know, and all in all, we're still gonna watch the movie. We might even watch it together somehow. And what we should do is do like a live reaction to it. Like we should watch it and do a live reaction to the movie, right?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, I mean, we could try to figure out and do a and release that, but like somehow we have to keep the audio out of the movie audio. Well, we can figure that out too. But yeah, we'll do that. We'll do a live reaction to the Monster Hunter movie when it comes out. Yeah, because that's gonna be definitely an event with that, but. All in all, Monster Hunter still, that movie's coming out as Monster Hunter World dies down and there's a new event this week with Brew T-Grex. So we'll get into some more stuff when we come after the break. And actually, we'll take a look at Nathan Drake, speaking of video game movies.
I did see a picture of that.
Actually, let's do that right now. Nathan Drake, if you don't know, Tom Holland, Mr.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yep.
It's playing... He's playing Nathan Drake from the Uncharted movies, Uncharted games, I'm sorry, which is actually a good series. The games are very good. So this is another video game franchise being turned into movies. So,
and it's been in development hell for a long time.
It has. So this one has a promise of being good, but we said the same thing about those Tomb Raider movies that came out that long.
Hey man.
Did you like it? I know you saw that one, right, Ken?
She was not it for me.
No, but I'm saying, you know.
I know you're a Tomb Raider fan, though.
That movie was not great. That was not good. Well, I didn't like it.
It didn't touch.
And she's excited to come back for the second one. I'm like, you are not Lara Croft. You need to be recasted so bad.
So I played that game. And beat that game. Actually, I played that game multiple times and beat that one. That one that movie's based off of. Mm-hmm. And I don't like how the way they did it in the movie. Because in the game, it's a game. But they made it so, like, I don't know, realistic human in the game, in the movie. Because they made everything, like, scientific in the movie.
They did. And that's not really what... Tomb Raider's about, right? It's more of a like an old treasure hunt type thing.
It's like mythology and all that.
Yeah. All right. So maybe the second one. The good thing about doing a second one is that hopefully they hear feedback and they hear the community what they did wrong on the first one or what they can do better. Because I'm sure video, you know, we're so critical on these type of games. Like you saw what happened with Sonic. Man, all they did was put out a picture of that Sonic the Hedgehog and everyone went crazy, in which we should have because it was terrible looking. And then when they fixed it, it looked better. And you guys know, I mean, it's not really saying much because of COVID, but Sonic the Hedgehog is going to be the number one grossing superhero movie of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
In a year when there was
you know what they got to start thinking of? They need to stop trying to pander to everyone. They need to make these love letters to the fans. Right. Stop going for the whole demographic. That's not going to, you end up making a mediocre movie that way.
But you know who does that well, making for the fans? The Pokemon movies. The animated Pokemon movies do a great job at of catering to the fans. Think about the first one, Pokemon, the one with Mewtwo Returns. Was it Mewtwo Strikes Back? Man, you Strikes got back. You had Ash, Misty, and Brock, right? You didn't have any other really new side characters. You had Ash's main Pokemon team. You saw them all, right? You saw all his main team working together. You saw a lot of Pokemon in that movie because of the story of the movie. And then, you know, it wasn't too much new stuff. It would be like adding a completely different, throwing Mila Djokovic in a Pokemon animated movie and she becoming the main character.
Well, it's because it's also not made by Hollywood. It's made by the anime team.
Exactly. Oh. You know, and that's what they understand, right? They understand how to cater to the fans as opposed to Hollywood that wants to just make the biggest dollar that they think, but instead they're ruining a franchise.
Yeah. And Hollywood doesn't think that we can watch foreign concepts and cultures. That's why they always change it. You know, that's how we got that famous ooh donuts in the first anime when it was onigiri.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I don't know if you've ever seen that meme.
I have not.
I remember.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Send me that meme.
I remember the episode. I don't remember what specific episode, but I do like, you know, remember.
Oh, so
Brock.
You know what we're talking about. Yeah.
Brock is in Pokemon.
On lunch. And like, the English dub yeah. says, ooh, yeah. donuts.
Yeah. He's like, my favorite is jelly filled.
Like, yeah. I was like, what?
Supposed to be like tuna inside. You know, that's why it's like red. Let me look when they bite into it. He's like, here, my favorite's jelly filled. I'm like, what? That's not a donut. What's black thing around it, you know?
Well, let's remember
the seaweed.
It's also four kids is we can go on about four kids and their great dubbing that they've done and how they've did a great job in One Piece.
I don't know why they don't understand that, you know, exposing different cultures is actually a really good thing. It keeps people rounded.
Oh, man,
why were they trying to doctor it up? There it is, by the way, I sent it.
In the '90s.
Right.
Oh, Brock.
I know.
Donuts.
Oh, the 90s was, man, if it wasn't American, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't cool. That's even though all of these shows like Pokemon came from overseas, they try to make it so American and as opposed to keeping it original. So, Hollywood, if you listen to this, keep it original. Did I make myself clear? Did I make my point clear, guys? That sound like I made it
clear? Oh, yeah.
Clear? All right.
Very good. I believe it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of Animal Crossing. Did you guys know Joe Biden had an Animal Crossing island?
I did.
Really?
All right. We're going to take a look at Joe Biden's Animal Crossing island when we come back.
Jaden, wake up. DOT is back.
Looking through some of Joe Biden's Animal Crossing island. I don't know if it's the official one of his island. They use the dreams feature in Animal Crossing. There's this feature where if you lay in your bed, you can dream and then you can go to somebody else's island, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you can visit. So Joe Biden has his own island. Yeah, he probably doesn't play it, but it's one of those things they probably do to try to engage voters, you know, get people in the younger crowds to vote. I think this is my favorite room right here. So with this room here, it looks like it's a campaign room. And I watch a lot of these political shows, like The Newsroom, which is a good show. Shows that have like voting and campaigns going on. You got papers all over the place. You got those rolling chairs all there and just stacks up and real, real tight corners and sticky notes all over the place. You know, when you have sticky notes on there, all four corners of your wall, something important is going down, right? Yeah. Just has a bunch of gibberish on it. Doesn't mean nothing. Just a bunch of sticky notes, different colors. And they have a bunch of Biden and Harris shirts and flags all over the place, which is cool. You know, all over. Iwillvote.com. Yep. See, voting plan checklist in person by mail. So yeah, they're trying to encourage people to vote. And if you haven't voted yet, make sure you all go out and vote. Make sure you please vote. This is a very important election. So go out there, whether you're going in person, whether you're mailing in, check your state's local deadlines and when early voting begins, where you can go in and do all that. So, but yeah, it's cool to see this in Animal Crossing. I think Animal Crossing is one of the greatest games franchises that there is, because you can really just do anything. And if you think about it, you put the time in. So, really cool. So, before we get off, guys, I have to gloat a little bit and just, you know, geek out a little bit. Vic was talking earlier before we started the podcast about these new figurines he was going to get that are also probably not safe for work. But oh, yeah.
That's the theme of the show today.
But some One Piece figurines, which are real legit, which I really like. But in celebrating One Piece, this is also the 21st anniversary of the anime. 21 years. I think 2 days ago, the first episode aired of One Piece. And we're up to episode 946, 47. Comes out tomorrow, I believe. And about 18, 19 or so movies. So I say all that to say, so Ken, what episode do you want, man?
One. Oh, man.
So one, man. You got a good journey ahead of you, man.
That might be a whole segment. What episode you on?
But actually, there's a really this cool guy I want to plug. Totally Not Mark, a YouTube channel, who has been going on this journey of reading One Piece. Like, he's been doing this about 3 or 4 months. So each week he uploads a new arc, a new video. And it's been great, like a great overview. He's going in totally blind. He doesn't know anything about One Piece, but he's a reviewer and he's been reading. And he's almost caught up now. He just finished Whole Cake Island, which is like one arc away from where we currently are. I mean, he's still some chapters behind, but he's almost caught up. But the video he put out yesterday, because it come out every Thursday, he did Whole Cake Island. And, you know, the One Piece community are some fickle people, just probably like every other fan community. You know, they have their things they like, but when you don't talk about something they want you to talk about, they're going to crucify you, right? It's like, you can't please
everyone. Has their hardcores.
So everybody's upset that he didn't talk about certain things that, yeah, he missed some key things, but at the same time, it's his overview, his review, and he's done a great job every week. So, you know, he's kind of bummed out. Like, he's been tweeting today, like, hey, I'm not happy with the video that came out today. If anything that I've missed, I'll add into next week's. So, man, I just want to say, like, if you do something that you're doing for yourself, and this is pretty much a source of income, man, you can't please everybody, but, you know, just do it to the best of your ability. And he has been. So come on, One Piece community, let's do better, man. Let's do better. So, I say all that to say, so Ken, we're going to start your One Piece journey next week. So we're going to sit down and watch all 947 episodes straight. No stopping. Limited bathroom breaks.
Ooh, limited. Gotta wear my diaper.
All right, guys. So before we go, the Fall Classic's on right now. So Vic, who you got winning the Fall Classic?
The what? What sport is this?
The World Series.
I'm with you, Vic, on this one.
Oh, okay. I at least know that word. That has to be baseball, right?
Yeah.
I know something about that because the Cubs won 1 year and they have a curse or something.
He picks the one year that they beat my Cleveland Indians, and they came back and they beat us. You know, they lost. They came back from a 3-1 deficit that year. We had a 3-1 lead in the World Series in 2016.
Don't even know what that means. I'm excited for you.
Oh, don't be all, man. The Indians, we had a 3-1 lead, and Chicago came back and won 4 straight, and we lost. So, yeah, they broke their curse that year in 2016.
Cleveland. Yeah, that was also a joke in, what's it called? Back to the Future. It was like, the Cubs won?
Yeah, the Cubs did. That's right, because after the Cubs won, they were Back to the Future was all over the place on Twitter that day. Cleveland, get it together. Come on, Baker.
Thanks for listening to the Diamond of Truth podcast.
We just talk right there.
All right, Kenny, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't want to be cheek to cheek.